This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 31-year-old Liviu Filiman of Basil Felix, Romania. And I'm sure I said all of that wrong except Romania. Anyway, Liviu, he married his bride over the weekend, and his friends decided it was time to celebrate by throwing him into the air. And obviously, it's a custom, celebratory custom all over the world. But in order, obviously, to avoid tragedy, the key is that the person being tossed into the air also be caught, of course, on the way down. That fact was not lost in his friends. So when they threw Liviu into the air, they were sure to catch him. The first time. On the second toss, Liviu kind of went sideways and landed on his back on a marble floor. And sure, he was temporarily paralyzed and had to go to the hospital without feeling in his right leg and the inability to move his left leg. He also had a fractured spine, and in spite of knowing all this, his brand new bride and his parents kept the party going.
Just, all right.
Oh, yeah. They were like, yeah, man, let's go to the hospital. So he... They're saying he has improved. He is not out of the woods yet. He now has feeling in both legs. But as far as the articles that I read about this dude, I still don't know if he can move them.
Jesus.
Think about this, man. You land on your back on a marble floor. It happens, but you end up partially paralyzed. Your brand new bride and your own parents are like, yeah, man, we'll check on you tomorrow. More drinks for everyone.
Jesus. I mean, I kind of respect it, but it's also very harsh.
It I would get it more if my wife's like, hey, call me later. I'd be like, I get it, right? It's our day, do the thing. But you feel like your own parents, at least, be like, I'm going to go check on my boy. Mm-hmm. That's just me. But I guess I'll find out when my kid gets married if he gets paralyzed. In the meantime, let's drink.
God.
I won't know until then. I cannot speak for their behavior.
Solid point.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles.
Oh, yeah.
It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brooklyn. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, hola, bitches.
Yeah, hola, right. Brooke.
Don't sound so excited to hear from me.
We are equally as excited as you are to talk to us.
I know, right?
Thanks, Brooke.
Brooke, you understand how this here game is played?
I think so.
All right. Well, you have your choice of one of three stories. We have The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with Bite Me.
Okay. All right, Brooklyn, here is your story. A maid A maid is accused of mixing stuff into her former employee's food. And the employer only says he found out because the maid's boyfriend alerted him to it. I cannot say this woman's name, so we'll just call her Ola. She denied ever committing the offenses and claimed through her lawyer that she had lied to her boyfriend about doing the thing the boyfriend said she did. Now, the employer, who took the stand at the first court hearing, he was unable to pinpoint the date or time of the acts when they were committed, as the food was consumed long before the police report was made. But asked by the lawyer why he decided to lodge a complaint, the man said that he received a message from an unknown number, and he recognized the man in the display picture as the maid's boyfriend, because she had shown him the picture before. Quote, he sent messages saying that she put stuff in the family's food. Then I was shocked that he sent a message to both me and my wife. That ex-boyfriend, by the way, has since died, so they can't even get him to court.
Wow.
Now, as it was late, the man did not confront the maid, but went to the police station to lodge a complaint. About an hour or two later, two police officers arrived at the house to investigate the matter. The officers woke the maid to speak to her. Quote, at one point, she mentioned that she did it. I heard she had done it, mixing these things into our food, and she said sorry many, many times to me and my wife. Well, 1 or 2 days later, the man said that he and his wife questioned the maid on why and how she mixed the stuff into their food. He was, however, unable to get specific details. Anyway, her lawyer argued that the maid never actually put stuff in the family's food and that she had lied to the ex-boyfriend. Who knows? Either way, this is what's in court right now. The question is, what is she accused of mixing into the family's food? Is it feces and blood, feces and urine, blood and urine, or semen and feces? So again, you got feces and blood, feces and urine, blood and urine, or semen and feces.
I'm going to go with feces and urine because those go hand in hand.
Feces and urine.
Like peanut butter and chocolate. You got it.
Absolutely.
That's like salt and pepper, Brooke. I put it on everything.
I put that ass on everything.
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I'm going to go feces and blood.
I mean, in theory, it's a woman, so it seemed hard for her to get the semen.
Well, you never know.
To poison their food.
But she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
She's clearer through.
Surefire way to present stuff. Present stuff.
I was definitely in on it. He was just guilty.
You know what? I think I'm going to go. What was the last one?
Semen and feces.
Yes.
Yeah, just because that's the most disturbing.
Okay.
You know what, Ted? I agree with you on that one, man. That's
right. I mean, it's Brooke, my fault. Those are all awful choices, but I'm just like, oh, dang.
Somehow when you add semen, it's like, okay, now you're too far.
Yeah, you crossed the line.
Brooke, you all going to stick with your final answer, feces and urine?
I think so, yes. Okay. At least one of us is going to be right.
Do you have any gum?
No gum. Sorry.
We're going to find out what she put in the food. Was it feces and blood, feces and urine, blood and urine, or semen and feces? Next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW.
Categories by me on profile. This maid accused of putting something in her coworker's food. She told her boyfriend he felt guilty about it. Told the person who had his food spiked. Question is, what did the maid put in the food? Feces and blood, feces and urine, blood and urine, or semen and feces?
And Brooke, that is a question that we asked your very excitable self. Now, you went with feces and urine. Like you stated, they go hand in hand. They very often accompany one another. When you do one, you do the other. However, in this case, no, Brooke. Don't be too upset that there were not feces and urine in the man's food. But don't worry. It's still not good news. Now we go to, oh, crap. Hang on here.
Yeah, well, what happened?
All right. My computer's been,
Oh, yeah. These computers?
Let's see, can you believe that? Usually, dude, they work great. Miles, you went with feces and blood.
That is correct, sir.
Which I believe is one of the Game of Thrones books. Let's see here. No, it is not. Feces and blood. The Ted Smith.
Yes.
Semen. Yes. And feces.
Oh,
we missed it.
In this place, it was blood and urine, specifically her menstrual blood.
Urine. That's worse than the semen.
Good times.
You think so?
I do. Well,
I don't. If someone said, look, we tainted your food, either you had a cupcake with semen in it or you had a cupcake with menstrual blood, honest to God, I think I'd be better with menstrual blood.
I mean, I guess you're right. I've only had one of them on me.
I don't want to know which one.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got Bill Maher.
Yeah.
The Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Sure.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Right there in the title, all these guys have teams of talented writers that help them come up with the monologues each and every night, and it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Tiger King 2 is coming out coming to Netflix later this year.
Yeah.
More Tiger King. I don't know whether to call it a sequel or a variant.
Bill Maher.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon.
Tiger King 2 is coming to Netflix later this year. Come on, more Tiger King? I don't know whether they call it a sequel or a variant.
It'll still be interesting to see what happens if people care.
I don't think anyone will. I think it served its purpose.
That's when everything was like first locked down that everybody got obsessed with it.
A lot more shows.
And the other thing is, too, on the back side of this, most people hate everyone that was involved.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know going in. It was what it was. It's a group of fools acting stupid. But now that no one likes them, like, I really don't want to revisit this.
It's the same.
You should have heard the one I did on the elevator.
Ooh. At least three fours.
It's the same. More money, more problems. Actually true. Well, a new study found that only 12% of people say yes. And that's because only 12% of people are rich.
The Ted Smith. Bill Maher.
Ted Smith! It's so weird. I don't know that I've ever seen it spelled out like that in years. I guess I have. It's been a while.
What do you mean?
But usually it's just more money, more problems.
Oh, they're saying more?
Yeah.
But that's not what people... It's more money.
Well, you wrote the joke.
That's a strong point, Miles.
Damn it, Montgomery.
Why do people do this? I don't know. Why did you do that?
Ted. Why did you do that? Nintendo. They just announced their upcoming Super Mario movie that has Chris Pratt as the voice of Mario. After the news came out, some people said that Mario should be played by an Italian actor. To which Italian said, you know, Mario isn't a real person, right?
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
That's Fallon.
Nintendo just announced that the upcoming Super Mario Brothers movie, Chris Pratt, will do the voice of Mario. After the news came out, some people said Mario should be played by an Italian actor, to which Italian said, you know Mario isn't a real person, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to mind.
No.
I would eat at a place called Mario's, though.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I kind of already do.
Oh, wait a minute.
I wrote this joke.
Put
big in front of it. Turns out I will go eat there.
I get a slice pie.
Luigi seems like the restaurant would be a little, like that's more of a sit down.
Yeah.
Kind of a fancier restaurant.
Luigi's.
Uber Eats just announced a new feature that allows customers to use emojis to search for food they want. This is the only time you can text an eggplant to wind up with an eggplant.
Bill Maher.
Fallon.
Uber Eats just introduced a new feature that lets customers use emojis to search for the food they want. It's the only time you can text an eggplant and actually wind up with an eggplant.
Some new stuff out. Let's ask you guys this first.
All right.
If you only had to keep one streaming service, what would it be?
Netflix, I guess, would be that's probably the big one. Seems like
Netflix has the most options, but I'd probably keep Disney because I watch The Mandalorian. Like, there's certain ones on Disney I actually watch. And where Netflix has an S ton of things.
All right.
I can't name one that I specifically go there to watch, if you know what I mean.
Ooh. Jeez.
Oh.
Damn.
He just pooped.
I did, man. Pooped about an hour ago.
You probably got to go again.
I might.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, that was me all morning. You know, like when you reluctantly get out of bed because you have to poop.
Because you have to. Yes.
Yeah, and you're like sweating. But you've been farting. You've fought it off as long as you could. Then it's like, all right, damn it, I'll get up.
It's 5:30.
Yeah, right? You're supposed to wait till 8:30. We have a routine.
You're like, come on, bud, just wait, man.
Right? What are you doing waking me up yet? Miles, you're right. Netflix is the one most people say it's the least likely they'd cancel. I think Netflix, like, they do have the most, but they do, like Peaky Blinders. I think that's only on Netflix in the States. So some of the, like, the BBC shows and stuff like that, like, Netflix is good because they have them.
Sure.
And then some of their original stuff's pretty good, too.
I feel like Peacock's coming on strong. I keep seeing some original content that I find interesting. I have not watched any of them yet, but I'm like, ooh, make a mental note of that. And then I don't make a mental note of that.
I don't consider HBO a streaming service. I consider them always have been a subscription-based service.
Well, they have HBO Max, which is a streaming service.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, there's a number of shows on there, too.
Let's see. So, yeah. So, number one was Netflix. Number two was Hulu, which Hulu has a lot of good stuff. HBO Max came in third, but they had the highest satisfaction rating. Basically, people that like it are very happy with it. Okay. Like 51% of people said they're satisfied with it, whereas 46% was the next highest for Netflix.
It's hands down my favorite one.
HBO Max?
HBO Max. One, it's got South Park on it. Two, the lady's got her friends on it. And honestly, they do a deal, which is really fun, that they're each month they release a movie that's only out in theaters and on HBO Max. So that,
oh, all right.
So you can see some of the movies that are in theaters are at home.
Yeah. I had a conversation with somebody a while ago, and they were like, something, and I was like, what is that from? And they're like, well, it's from Disney. Like, don't you have Disney, like, channel? And I was like, well, yeah, but I don't watch it.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I got to listen to little kids tell me who the cool princess is.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah. Let's see. Disney Plus comes in fourth, and you have Prime Video. Paramount Plus. Paramount, honestly, I think I end up watching Paramount more just for sports. Peacock.
Oh, okay. So Peacock is sports heavy. Yeah. I don't even know what's on Paramount. I know it exists, but I know nothing on there.
I don't know. And then some of these ones, too, like a couple of them, I didn't even know I had them, but they were already there with my cable.
Nice.
And I was like, one day I was talking about watching like a Premier League game. My buddy's like, just turn it on, dude. He goes, you probably have it. I was like, oh, nice.
Yeah, apparently I have every goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I did not know. It was my kids who told me that. They wanted to watch something. I'm like, yeah, dude, I've heard it. It's on, I don't know, whatever streaming service. Because, like, dude, we have it. I'm like, the hell do we get it? It's like, we've had it forever. I'm like, what? Yeah, if I have any TV questions, I just ask my kids.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm. And they're at that age now. But they're going to be.
Yep.
They're on top of it.
And I'm not.
You guys remember American Gladiators?
Yeah, of course.
Great show. All right.
It was. It is a little interesting. Like, looking back at it, it was like, right, basically it's like weekend warriors, which the people that were on there, I shouldn't say are just weekend warriors. They were super fit people.
Yes, they were.
But you also had to go up against, you know,
the American Gladiators.
Right, who I'm guessing
were also very fit people.
That were roided out.
Yeah.
All juiced up, shooting that stuff at you. Well, the WWE is teaming up with MGM to bring back the show.
Nice.
Because remember, the original series, by the way, aired from 1989 to 1996 in syndication. Then NBC brought it back in 2008 with Hulk Hogan and Layla Ali.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, and it kind of got hyped, but it didn't turn out to be a huge thing. So now that they're bringing it back, but the Gladiators are going to be WWE superstars.
Oh, well, that changes things. I'd be curious to see what skills they have outside of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of those guys, I think a lot of those people, too, were, like, athletes in other forms before they got into the ring.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's a decent amount of, like, college football players or, like, almost professional players.
Right.
That are now, like, I mean, hell, even our boy A.J. Francis, right? And he played at Maryland. He played for the Seahawks for a little bit. Won't mention his high school because they... but yeah, you know, he's in the WWE now, you know, making a lot of noise and stuff.
They held The Rock.
Well, he would have played if it wasn't for Warren Sapp.
Yeah.
Yeah, things are going well until Warren Sapp showed up.
Dude, I think it's crazy. Like, you think about professional sports, but then I know in NASCAR, they've had a big push the last few years. It's like, why don't we get some of these college athletes who just aren't making the pros?
Yeah, why not?
So they started recruiting, you know, like football players and stuff. Like, people really have no idea about NASCAR or whatever, but it's just about the timing of getting over the wall and like getting the tires and this and that. So those pit crews are like I mean, jacked.
Oh, right, jacked. Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not just like some, it's not like your buddy Billy that works on the car. Sorry, Billy. You know what I mean?
Like Billy's been working on his car for 3 years.
Yeah, those are real athletes.
Same with the bobsled stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, a lot of those guys just did something else, but they have the ability to push that sled really fast, and they're strong, and jump in.
Yeah. I still think I could do the bobsled.
Are you in back?
Yeah.
Are you riding solo, or are you...
oh, no, man.
I'm not bobsled, I'm solo, dog.
No. So what is it called if you're by yourself?
Well, they have a two-man and a four-man team.
There's luge and skeleton, okay. Right? Then you have the two and four-man bobsled teams.
Yeah, double luge is always weird. You got to lay on the other dude.
Yeah, that's always, you know.
Sounds exciting.
I would lay the other way, so I'm like...
I get to lay on a man once every 4 years.
We're going to be belly to belly.
It's so cold outside that we lay on top of each other and slide down a mountain together.
And we invented the sport by accident.
It's the best weekend of my life.
I will talk about the Seahawks a little bit. I did not see a ton of the game. I was playing some soccer. And, yeah, they just... did not look good.
No, they really didn't.
It's also weird, too. Like, I think you guys are probably the same way. You watch enough sports, right? So before I left to go play soccer, I'm watching Red Zone. And they line up the field goal. What was it, down in Jacksonville? They were trying to hit, like, a ridiculous field goal. And I was like, that's going to come up short. And, of course, it comes up short. Dude runs it back for a touchdown.
Oh, 109 yards, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then later in the day, your guy, Justin Tucker, just comes out of... well, I shouldn't say out of nowhere. The guy has amazing stats.
If you're going to trust someone to... if you're going to throw up for a 66-yard field goal attempt and have any reasonable belief that there's a chance, he's the guy. That said, it's still, in my mind, it was like a 40-60 proposition. Like, right, he's the best guy to do this, but I don't know if he's the guy that can do this.
I think it's 20-80. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's
an NFL record.
Well, and I want to say...
Mason Crosby's the same way.
But I want to say also, until he broke that record yesterday, I think most of the records for longest kicks had been set and in Denver, where the air is
thin, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah, you're right. Elam, I think, had it for a while. I think he took out Tom Dempsey.
Yeah, it was like a 63 or something.
Right.
But, I mean, that's the other wild thing, too, is like in football, how many games do you see, right? Things, you know, field goals show up short or whatever, but mm-hmm. it's just weird that, like, he actually hit the crossbar.
And it went.
And then it bounced in.
And the angle that showed on TV when I saw it, you know, I got my hands up like, come on, come on, come on, come on. I see it at the crossbar. I thought it bounced forward. So all I was like, damn it. And when initially it hit the crossbar, I saw the Lions fans with their hands up. So I'm just like, oh, man, this sucks. And then when the officials put their hands up, I'm like, he got that? I believe holy S came out of my mouth twice.
Yeah, but the Lions fans did have a reason to put their hands up, which is, you know, one way or another. That's pretty cool for them, I bet.
Yeah, I actually look.
They almost had a moment.
I'm a Ravens fan. I have nothing against the Lions because it's the Lions. So, I mean, you can't possibly hate them, right? They have not done enough in their history for you to hate them. You just want to beat them when you play them. And most of the time you will. But I actually felt bad for them because as that game's winding down, dude, the Lions had the Ravens dead to rights. Marquise Brown wasn't going to catch anything. You know what I mean? Everything that could go wrong went wrong. We're playing with a MASH unit because half of our goddamn starters are on IR, right? All this stuff. And you hear the Lions fans, man, they are so amped up and they're so excited. I mean, it was palatable, man, coming through the speakers. And I'm glad the Ravens won, but I was like, man, I think it's just because it's the Lions. I think if you played either the Jets or the Lions, somehow that's how you're going to lose.
It is wild.
You know what I mean?
They just don't win just stuff.
Any other team, there's no way you make it, but just because it's the Lions, that's why he got it.
You got the Cowboys and Eagles tonight on Monday Night Football if you want to check that out
I'll
to end the football weekend.
No. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man wants a divorce from his wife because she doesn't bathe, and they fight every time he asks her to. Meanwhile, another man builds a huge slingshot in his backyard in Vermont because, quote, there is nothing here else to do. Maryland woman decides to FaceTime her husband while having sex in a Best Western hotel parking lot. Groom fractures spine after being dropped by groomsmen and after tying the knot. And a shaman is charged with starting the California wildfire after boiling bear urine. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Right, top story, we go to Maryland, where a man got a FaceTime call from his wife.
He'd been married to the woman for going on 3 years when he got the call and was appalled to see that she was engaged in sexual congress with another man during the call.
Ew.
He made his way to the parking lot that they were calling from and proceeded to mercilessly assault both people, leaving his wife badly bruised and bleeding from her face and her lover fleeing with mild injuries. Police were called and the husband was arrested. And if you look at that mugshot, he has zero remorse about what he did.
Probably shouldn't be married for too much longer.
Yeah, I expect divorce papers in that one rather soon. I think they were trying to say that they were intoxicated at the time of the incident.
Yeah, still.
But at the same time, you got messed up with somebody else, had sex with them in one of the 2 years' car, and then FaceTimed your husband.
Oops.
So
on purpose. To taunt him.
Oh, she did it on purpose?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought it was a mistake.
Right. That's what I thought at first. I did forget to add that in there, that yes, they were actually taunting him while they were on the call there.
Okay.
So it was like the other guy didn't know, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this wasn't a, hey, you're not calling your husband, are you? This was straight up, hey, while in the middle of doing it, let's go ahead and FaceTime my husband, see if he cares.
I'd be like, let's not.
Can we just not do that? In other news, everybody knows that a wedding isn't complete until something goes wrong, and one man in Romania has his wedding misfortune caught on camera. We talked about this earlier today. The video is making the rounds online and shows the friends of the groom coming in for a known tradition of tossing the groom in the air during the celebration during the reception in celebration. This didn't go quite according to plan, as the groom wasn't caught properly on the way down and suffered multiple fractures in his spine. He was taken to the hospital for treatment.
You getting away from that?
God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, is it that stale?
I guess so.
Oh, God. Goodness gracious.
Get some of that.
Fun times. Marital problems are a reality, but one man in India is throwing in the towel. It's been the topic of controversy between the two of them for some time, and he can take it no longer. His wife doesn't bathe every day. He confronted her about her personal hygiene habits, but it always ends in an argument between the two. And despite going to couples counseling with her, he's decided to move forward on ending their marriage. She's doing what she can with support groups as well to keep the two of them married.
That's stinging my eyes.
Yeah, it's bad, dude.
Yeah, that's thick.
Are you going to whiff of that?
Yeah.
Barbecue.
Y'all just keep it right over there, man.
We'll see what happens.
Did you have a friggin' milkshake this morning?
No, man. This is all barbecue from last night, brother.
Oh, goodness.
Woo! Yeah. I saw you drinking a glass.
That's like Yoo-Hoo, that Starbucks crap in a bottle.
Yeah.
There's no dairy in that, man.
Oh, all right.
Oh, God.
Or maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, right. Wrong. I think this could be a combination.
That's like high concentrated dairy.
If the coffee liquid ain't black, there's dairy in it. This is one of those stories where the key ingredient is missing. A woman was arrested for assaulting her boyfriend. She'd gotten a message from her boyfriend about their relationship that obviously upset her, and he told her to forget about it, but she just couldn't let it go. She responded by taking a metal Little League bat and began smashing his belongings in their home before turning the weapon on him. She managed to get a couple hits on his arm and hand before he ran into the house to call authorities, and while calling for help, the assault continued with her ripping at his shirt, scratching him in the process. She was arrested for the assault, and the story does not detail what exactly the message said.
I bet she wanted to end things.
Well, the thing is that he said to forget about it after she said something about it. Now, I don't know if he tried to delete the message. I don't know if he actually was trying to end it or if he just was like, hey, maybe we could watch what I want to from time to time.
No, look, Mike, you're in a relationship. You know, once you say forget about it, that is the last thing that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't happen. I get it. I mean, yeah. Once it's said, man, genie's out of the bottle. He don't go back in.
It's all on you, homie.
You ever tried to put ketchup back in the bottle? It didn't work that well.
Oh, no, sir, it does not.
Down in California, a woman's been arrested and charged with starting a fire. She pleaded not guilty to the crime of starting a fire that intensified to the point of destroying 41 homes, 90 smaller structures, and threatening 2,300 others, all after finding a puddle of bear urine. The fire was started by her, as she's a local shaman that had intended on boiling the bear urine to be able to drink it whilst living in the wilderness.
Oh, my God.
Holy smokes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. I can't imagine that tastes good at all.
No. I mean, maybe it's better warm. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, no, you're going to boil it so that you can grab the steam. You're going to distill it. So that
right.
So now you're not just drinking the straight up urine, like you have to purify it a little bit and get the actual.
No, you got to purify it a lot of it.
Some guy who went on a date with her in high school right now is going, I knew it. I knew it. It wasn't even going to be close to normal.
When we came out here, I knew it. And she was going to be the gal that drinks bear urine.
And that is it for headlines with that. Mike Humps is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. More Men's Room on the way. The Men's Room Happy Hour is next exclusively on the Odyssey app. We'll see you tomorrow for Ryan Castle. We'll sit and spin and more Tool tickets for you.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.